Just a few thoughts as we close the service today. We are getting toward the end of the year here in 2017. And while in many ways we've had encouraging things occur in times of being uplifted, and it's been wonderful to be part of the congregation to be encouraged so many times, the fact is this year's been tough too. There have been certain elements, especially for certain of our members, where while we rejoice with those who rejoice, we weep with those who weep because of the loss. Perry ended up alluding to loss of loved ones, but there have been significant losses of loved ones here this year. In addition to that, there have been disappointments, there's been struggles, there's been heartache. And as we come toward the end of the year, there's the holiday time in which for many it will be uplifting, but for many it will be a different time than it used to be. And the difficulties will be felt again, or continue to be felt. And so there's this mixture of joy and sadness. And the song set was designed a little bit to acknowledge those difficulties that can discourage us and that we might be working through. And so what I want you to think about is, let us not get so discouraged that we get devoured, because that's what the devil would want us to do, is to get devoured by it, to be down by it and not be lifted back up. And so we ask, does Jesus care? Oh, yes, he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. And so we need to just turn to him and say, be with me, Lord, and appeal to him and recognize that day by day, where we will get our strength is from God. And we will need to look back to his promises and trust in his promises. And so many of these songs ended up eventually in verse 3. Usually it's verse 1, verse 2. Verse 3 usually goes toward us looking toward heaven ourselves, is how that works for us to reach the promised land and trust in God's promises, because that's where it's eventually pointing to. And then there was the unusual reading of Moses dying. But the point of that was, can you imagine what it was like for those who'd been led for 40 years by Moses to no longer have Moses? It wasn't the next day that God said, get up and go. There was 30 days of mourning. Because there's a time for grief. And there's a time to process. And so the nation had a time to take some time for that to process. But God designed for us to then move forward. And so Joshua is called to lead, and the command is rise. And go, and there are promises that are made to him, reassurances to him, that now's the time to move forward. Be strong and courageous. And so the question is how? One step at a time. One step at a time when we're feeling weak and when we feel like our faith is weak, we can do it one step at a time. And each step I take, my Savior goes before me. And we can end up saying, in good or in suffering, you give and take away, blessed be your name. And so we kind of look at it somberly and we say, the struggles around us are pulling us down, but we look toward heaven because until then, my heart will go on singing. And so we look forward to it in the midst of the difficult time. The last section ended up trying to point us that direction because those who have gone on before us are inviting us to look up. Look up with me. They have made it to the other side. And they call us to look up with them. And so we sing of heaven and dream of the comrades that have gone before. And we look and we know that even though it's difficult, heaven will surely be worth it all. And this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. The first song that we sang was, "Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow." And that's the promise that we still have, the hope that we still have. And so, while we need to grieve, let's grieve. Give yourself the time and space you need to grieve. And be ready to then be able to move forward. It's not quite the context, but I think it still applies when in Philippians 3, verses 12 through 16, Paul talks about pressing on and continuing to strain forward, setting things in the past and pushing on and moving forward. Now, he was talking about setting some of his credentials in the past, but nonetheless, whatever's in the past. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. And so, in this time where we're getting toward the end of the year and New Year's resolutions are about to come anyway, you know, New Year's resolutions may not stick very long because we think of them the day of. But maybe we need to look toward 2018 and start making some plans now about what seriously we might do to be able to press on and to be able to take our next step one step at a time, to be able to grow and think about how we want to grow. Now, we don't necessarily need to wait until 2018 to get started on that, but some of us probably do because the holidays will be tough. Either way, let's resolve that there's going to be a point sometime soon where we're going to be able to acknowledge and appreciate and understand the past, but press on and look forward to the future and make the new year, the next year, stronger and better as long as the Lord wills us to be on this side of eternity. If you haven't started that walk, then I would invite you that you need to start on that walk, and you don't need to wait until next year to start thinking about that. You need to decide to join forces and join God's kingdom and come to Him, and there's no better time than right now. If you're subject to God's call, please come as we stand and sing.